はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはよう東京、
さくらです。
よしです。
Peter here. Survival phrases number 22. As always brought to you by Air Claren, the translation and interpretation specialists. Sakura-san, 2 weeks in a row.
Yes, I managed.
It's great to have you here.
ありがとうございます。
Much better than Yoshi.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Yoshi-san, you're a good-looking guy, but let's face it. Did I win?
今日のレッスンは
Yes, let's start.
Okay, we just want to remind you to stop by JapanesePod101.com. Again, in the Learning Center, we have pictures up. And we're going to have some very interesting pictures this week dealing with today's topic. And these questions are quiz related. So you see the picture, then you get the question. Really, really good stuff. And again, preparation for the JLPT. In addition, we have much more inside the PDF and much more in the Learning Center. So stop by JapanesePod101.com. All right, now let's get into today's lesson.
Right.
The background behind this lesson was, remember Lalo Sensei from Mexico?
Yes.
Now he came to Japan, he came to visit us, made our day, brought us some tequila, which has gone missing since Yoshi started here, but since he's so good, we can't really bring it up.
Uso da. Uso da. Lie. Okay.
Sakura, I'm not lying. Now, we asked about his experience here, what was difficult for him. He said he had a little trouble with...
食券の自動販売機。Yoshi さん、お願いします。
食券の自動販売機。
And Sakura, what is this in English?
It's vending machines for food tickets.
Okay, what's the word for vending machine?
自動販売機。
Break it down.
自動販売機。
Yoshi-san, give it to us once.
自動販売機。
And Sakura-san, what's the first part?
食券。
And this is?
Food ticket.
Yoshi-san.
食券。
In Japan, it's not uncommon to go to a restaurant, and as soon as you go in, or maybe even outside the restaurant, there's a vending machine.
Yes.
And you buy the ticket there for what you want to eat. You bring it inside, you pass it to the people, and they bring you out the food.
Yes.
It's a good system. The only problem with this is... I have only seen a few with English or Romaji, which means most of them have Chinese characters, kanji, or kana, the Japanese writing system.
Right.
So, Lalo Sensei, he had the problem of he didn't know what was what. Because even if you can read it, you may not know the meaning. So you need a dictionary. And plus, if you haven't had anything, you may not even know what's good. So if you can't read it or you don't know what's good, how do we get by this problem? And that's what we're going to cover today.
Right.
Sakura-san, can you give us the word for food ticket one more time?
食券.
Break it down.
食券. 食券.
Now the kanji for this word, what is the meaning of the first word?
To eat.
And Yoshi-san, what's the meaning of the second word?
Ticket.
There it is. Food ticket.
Yes.
Eat ticket. Food ticket. What we're going to do now is change the format a bit and give you a conversation to see how much you can pick up. Now, the two people involved in this conversation are the store employee and a foreigner visiting. And that person cannot read what's on the food ticket vending machine. Now, in order to do this dialogue, we went around and did research.
as we always do.
As we always do. Yeah. And Yoshi-san, how do we do research?
How?
How?
How? How?
Did you forget me going into store after store, pretending I don't know Japanese, calling out the people working there?
Oh, I see it now. Yes.
Now, we have been to over 10 places, and they were all the same. Everybody was really helpful, so we guarantee that this works. It has not failed for us yet. But then again, we are in Tokyo. We're not in the boondocks. So we can't vouch for there. But as far as in Tokyo, we didn't have any problems. What we did was we called over the store employee and he kind of walked us through it. Now, this conversation is based on JapanesePod101.com research. All right, I went around to a bunch of places, went in and asked them to help me out. I said that I didn't understand Japanese. I can't read. Help me out. This conversation consists of the 10 or so places that I went to, the experiences I had, and we came together with a pretty good conversation that kind of will give you the gist of how things went. After that, we're going to break it down and give you some other pointers on how other things may work, because a bunch of times other people intervened. It was really funny. Like, people really wanted to help. So we have some good stories. We have some good things. But first, let's get into this dialogue. It consists of a foreigner and a store employee. The foreigner is standing in front of the food ticket vending machine. In this case, it's Yoshi-san. So he calls over the store employee. Here we go.
すみません. ちょっとわからないんですが。
はい。何がいいですか?
どれがおいしいですか?
全部おいしいですよ。
はい。全部。お願いします。
いや、違う違う。じゃあ、温かいものがいいですか?
はい。
じゃあ、そばが美味しいですよ。
はい、お願いします。
お金をここに入れて、ここを押してください。お釣りを忘れないでください。
どうも、ありがとう。もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。すみません。ちょっと…わからないんですが。
はーい。何がいいですか?
どれがおいしいですか?
全部おいしいですよ。
はい。全部お願いします。
いや、違う違う。じゃあ、温かいものがいいですか?
はい。
じゃあ、そばがおいしいですよ。
はい、お願いします。
ここにお金を入れて、ここを押してください。お釣りを忘れないでください。
どうも、ありがとう。
Okay, let's break this down line by line. First line, please.
すみません。
Excuse me. And this expression we covered many, many times.
Yes.
Excuse me. Really yell it out. Sakura-san, give us a good すみません。
すみません。
Weak. Yoshi-san, give us a good すみません.
すみません!
Nice.
いいね。
Come on, that's a すみません.
Okay.
Next.
ちょっとわからないんですが。
Okay, here's a great phrase. And again, last week we had...
んですが。
Again, to soften things. And kind of... What comes next is very apparent that you need help.
Mm-hmm.
After this, a lot can be inferred. What comes before it? This is the important part. Yoshi.
わからない。
Now, this is the informal form of the verb to understand. But when we put the
んですが,
it becomes polite again.
Yes.
So this is a phrase you can use multiple times in Japan. If you don't know how to do something, all you need to say is
ちょっとわからないんですが。
And the person will look and see, oh, you need help, and come to help.
Right.
All the time I use this. And it's funny, I don't have to explain what comes after, because they can infer. Next.
はい、何がいいですか?
Yes, what would you like?
どれがおいしいですか?
Now, here is the million-dollar question. If you just take one phrase away from this lesson, this is a phrase you want to take away. We'll give it to you one more time. Sakura-san, お願いします。
どれがおいしいですか?
Which is delicious?
Yes.
Break it down, Yoshi.
どれがおいしいですか? どれがおいしいですか?
This is the phrase. If you say this to the person working at the store, they'll understand. It'll all become clear. Ah, you want to eat here, you just don't know what to get. And they'll help you. And the reason I say they will with confidence is because, again... 10 stores, 10 for 10. And actually, some of the people sitting down actually got up and tried to help me in English.
大変.
One guy was really good at English too.
本当.
So yes, we went causing trouble in the store for you, our listener.
Terrible. We can also use this when we're looking at the menu while you're sitting down in the restaurant. ちょっとちょっとちょっと。
よし、next line.
Say it, say it.
Yes, we can use this one too at the restaurant. A very useful,
yes,
useful expression.
Yes. 全部美味しいですよ。
They're all delicious. Now, this is based on two or three answers I got as jokes from the Japanese people working there.
I think it's popular answer, yeah.
Because confidence in their food.
I got this answer many times from...
And this means everything.
Right.
はい、全部お願いします。
Yeah, so you might not know what the word is, so you're thinking, oh, I'll take everything. So Yoshi just asked for everything. Okay, one of everything.
Right. Yeah, 違う違う。
No, it's different. It's different.
じゃあ、温かいものがいいですか?
So here's a very useful phrase. One more time, please.
温かいもの。
Warm or hot thing. So do you want something hot? Or what's the opposite?
冷たいもの。
Do you want something cold?Hot dish or cold dish?
はい。
Yes, hot dish.
じゃあ、そばがおいしいですよ。
Okay, soba is delicious.
はい、お願いします。
Okay, I'll take it.
ここにお金を入れて。
Put your money in here?
ここを押してください。
Push here?
お釣りを忘れないでください。
And please don't forget your change.
どうも。ありがとう。
Thank you. And again, we went over the phrase for thank you. The change, please, and other things, maybe your ears will get a bit accustomed to that after a couple weeks here.
Right.
Let's just give you one. Change is quite important because you might forget your change and you might hear this in the background.
お釣り。
Okay. Two more phrases that might come in useful in this type of store. Now, you could ask for the employee's opinion and how we do that.
おすすめをお願いします。
Your recommendation, please?And this one works pretty well too, but sometimes you'll have an employee who can't decide. So you're both standing in the machine. You don't know, and the employee doesn't know what to get. And one more phrase we want to give you before time is running out today.
お水お願いします。
Water, please. And especially if you're backpacking through here, you probably want to get a few glasses.
Right.
All right. What a day.
What a day.
This one will come in handy, really handy.
Yes, I think so.
Remember, instead of playing food ticket roulette, trying to get something delicious, just call the person over. Call the employee over, and they'll help you. They'll get you through it.
Yes.
All right? And if all else fails, you can use...
英語で大丈夫ですか?
And during my research, when I asked for help, and I said...
ちょっとわからないんですが...
When I said this phrase, ちょっとわからないんですか? The ちょっと adds a little bit of a little bit. I just don't understand a little bit. And it's kind of attached to many things when you're asking for something. But many times, even though the employee couldn't speak English, they tried. So they'll try and help you and they'll try and get you through it.
Right.
So the point is, get the store employee involved. They'll change your meal tremendously. Get the patrons involved. Sakura-san, you don't agree?
No. It's just, you know, 大変.
Don't tell
me
that.
No, but it's, yeah, they will be excited as well.
Yeah.
So. They would like it, actually.
All right. That's going to do it for today.
また明日ね。
またね。
See you tomorrow.